Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sleva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sleva.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Adam Southey here with my co-host, Justin Sleva, and this is the Casual Fridays REI podcast. It's Wednesday, so we're catching up. We're talking land, cracking some jokes, having some fun. Before we do that, though, let's talk about the Casual Fridays land flipping blueprint. Guys, if you're thinking about getting into this industry, this is it. This is the course you want to buy. Justin and I spent months doing consulting calls and helping people out before we ever put this course together. So what's that mean for you? Well, for one, because we've done so much consulting, we know where people get hung up and we've addressed those issues in the course. But also, you've got two experienced land investors who came together and took the best parts of each of their business and laid them out for you in an easy to follow video format. So if this excites you and you're thinking about getting into this industry, all you've got to do is go to our website at www.casualfridaysrei.com. Click on the training tab and book a call with us. We just want to get to know you a little bit. We'll tell you all about our journey. We'll tell you about the course, and then we'll answer any questions you have. The whole thing should take about 20 to 30 minutes, and that's it. There won't be any pushy sales tactics, and at the end of the call, if it's a good fit, great. We'd love to help you get started and see you reach your goals.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
What's going on with you?
I thought you were going to lead me the promised land. I didn't think
I was gonna just throw it on you.
With a question.
No, I mean, I can tell you what's going on in my business.
Okay.
My buy board is extremely heavy right now. That means I got 12 properties on my buy board. I only got three on my sell board. Mm. And that's getting a little lopsided. And I have probably another 3,000 mailers hitting next week. Mm. So
what are you gonna do to remedy that?
I need to sell some property. Flash sale.
So when you have that problem, do you change anything up?
I normally will back off the mailing a little bit, but and when I say 10 on my buy board, some of that's with Plum. So, you know, I can never tell when I'm going to have, you know, properties come in. This week we had a bunch come in that were really good. We just couldn't turn them down. Mm. And I say that, and I'm like, this is a great property. We're all going to make money on it. Let's do it.
Yeah. I've been having some really good ones coming back, too. I really don't know what it is, but like that. Because it's not like I changed my mailer or anything, you know, but like the properties that came back, I did go to a little nicer, higher valued property. Mm-hmm. And the ones that I bought, I'm like, you know, they're the ones that if I didn't enjoy sales, it would be tough to sell them.
Yeah, you always say that, though. I think you love just this land. I just think you love it and you want to hold it all.
I have never held anything, so that theory would be wrong, but
I feel like it's coming. Nah, like I feel like it's going to be there for you.
I don't know. It would have to be a really nice property for me to hang on to it. Like, the ones I've got are nice.
No, but they're not really nice.
Yeah, and they're because I'm in, like, a bunch of different states, and they're really far from me, it's not like I'd be that person who held on to it and never saw it, and then ended up selling it for 30% of value.
Yeah, to somebody like us in 30 years?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
But I feel a little heavy on property too right now, because that's the point I was trying to say. But when that happens, I just turn up the marketing volume. Like my Craigslist guy goes a lot harder. Even though I've been dealing this week with him, he's been giving me a headache. He like went MIA. He said he needed to give it a break because I changed my marketing cities. He said he needed to give it like a 3 or 4 day break. He couldn't market.
Oh, maybe he had to go on a little vacation.
Well, I'm pretty sure he doesn't actually do the listings, so I'm pretty sure he farms it out to someone too. So. Unless everyone's taking a break.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Maybe just trust him out.
Well, I've sent him a lot of business, so he should be putting me up to the front.
Yeah. Well, it's getting to be summertime. Mm-hmm. So it'll be nice. I'm going to get some pool time in.
I spent a lot of time at the pool this weekend.
Did you?
I did, yeah. We went Friday and Saturday, having some beers, got some sun. Nice. The water was kind of cold. It wasn't no heated pool like you fancy folk have.
I know. We're rich down in my area.
We had to just jump in and get used to it, but it was... It was a good time.
Oh, that life. I remember being there one day. Oh, man. I went and shot my great-grandfather's gun this weekend. It was pretty cool. I had to get it sighted in for the bear hunt coming up.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
Man, it's cool to see. Like, I love the antique, generational, family passed down heirloom stuff. Mm-hmm. And so this was, you know, when I met my biological father a year ago, this was like the first thing he told me about was like, now I got a son to give this gun to that was given to me by my grandfather. And so it's been passed down through their family. And he's like, you know, we've all hunted with it and we've all, you know, gotten like harvested something with it. And so I want you to use that because I have guns. I'm like, I got a pretty decent collection. But he says, but I want you to use this one in Canada so you can get a bear with it. He goes, I think that would be cool. And I was like, okay, you know, that sounds like fun, but had to sight it in. And the funny thing for me is he was shooting an inch high left with it and I was shooting an inch low right with it. So we're just polar opposites on the hunt. And he says that his dad shoots exactly where I shoot. So when he sights in his gun for his dad, he has to go up one left, and he didn't know that, you know, that was be that big of a change on it. Hmm. So pretty cool. Hmm. It was built in 1958 and got rechambered in 61, and it still works like a champ today.
Very nice. Is this going to be a land buying trip? You know, are you going to be air quoting looking at land up there?
No.
I would be.
No, I it's Canada. I don't know how I could justify that.
Oh, yeah, you're right. They don't have land in Canada, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean...
So I don't know what I was thinking about that.
Yeah, I don't know how I can justify that.
Well, there's land. You went and looked at land. You were on the land. Your feet were on it. You touched it. You smelt it.
Well, here's what I did. So, I mean, yes and no. So, I run all the business costs through a card that gets points. So, I pay it off every month. So, I don't carry any debt on it, but I get points. Mm-hmm. So... I used they're driving up there. It's a 27-hour drive from Texas. I'm not going to say I'm bougie, but I refuse to sit in a car for 27 hours straight through.
You can't say you're not bougie and then say I refuse to sit in a car.
I mean, if I had to and there was no other choice, I could do it. I spent too many times on a train, though. So
that's what makes it easy for me, because we spent so much time on a train.
I mean, like, you're talking 27 hours, like, of... musical chairs of who's driving, who's eating, and who's trying to sleep. I can't sleep in a car. Mm-hmm. After being an engineer on a train, I can't go to sleep in a moving vehicle. I have to be watching. Mm-hmm. I digress. Long story short, I used my business points to pay for the flight. So I was out of pocket $20. Mm-hmm. And it's going to take me total travel times like 8 hours versus 27 in a truck.
I get it.
So
$20, that's not bad.
No, so I'm going to just fly my little happy rear end up there.
That's like one of my favorite things about real estate, though, is like there is real estate no matter where you're going. And I'm not saying that you should have done that. I'm just saying that, like, it's like, how can you not justify it?
I don't know. Can somebody foreign buy land in Canada? Like, I don't know that question. Like, of all the friends that you have to do taxes and pay in businesses, you know that I will look for any angle to play. But this one, I didn't see the angle other than use my business points.
Yeah. If people can be out of the country and buy real estate here, I don't know why it couldn't be done the other way.
I mean, I suppose so.
I don't know the exact legal details about it, but I got to assume if it can be done one way, it can be done the other.
One would think.
Yeah.
Maybe America's just nicer to people. They want your taxes. They want, you know, I mean, and I'm following a Facebook group for Johnson County, and it's like a political, I don't want to call it like a Tea Party movement, but an uprising on the property tax values that gone up there. Gone ridiculous for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So they're going through that. And if you really think about our property tax system, I mean, we never really own our own stuff free and clear. Mm-hmm. You always renting it from the government.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's they're like, we can change this. We got coffers that are overflowing with money. And I'm watching it because, A, as a land guy, that's our only cost on this land is the taxes we pay on it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you didn't have to pay that, would we create the demand to get rid of it like we do and create some of those buy situations for us? Oh no, but I do like the idea of having.
Oh, you're saying because people pay taxes, they want to get rid of it because they want to stop paying the taxes.
Yeah. So it goes both ways for us. Why it would help us not pay as much out every year in expenses? Because I think last year, I want to think was it last year, or year before? I think I spent like $100,000 in property taxes, and I don't want to do that again.
Yeah, it's outrageous. I mean, you know, in Texas we don't pay a state tax, so they hike up our property taxes, and people are getting pushed out of their homes because they can't afford it.
Yep.
But the great thing about rural land, though, you know, as everyone listening to this knows, is like 40 acres of land costs you $100 a year.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not bad. Yeah. I mean, and I'm not saying that, you know, I don't need to pay my fair share or don't need to do that. But when you take in, you know, 35, 40, 100 properties on terms deals, mm-hmm. and then you have your property in inventory, then you have your personal property.
Oh, yeah. No, it definitely adds up.
It adds up.
I've been dealing with this lady lately on her property. And before I even dove into the due diligence on it to see if I even wanted it, she was going back and forth on negotiating.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm not negotiating on this property. Like, I don't even, like, it fits all the boxes, so I'll buy it, but I don't love it, so I'm definitely not coming up on my price.
Yeah.
And I offered her 44, and she wanted, like, 5 or 6 or something like that. I finally agree. Okay, look, let me do some due diligence. After, like, 2 weeks of her, well, let me get back with you, and then she'll come back, right? Mm-hmm. She hasn't paid the property taxes in 10 years. And now she's trying to get the most out of it before, I guess, it goes to, which I'm surprised it hasn't already gone, because 10 years is a long time.
Yeah, they just don't want to deal with it.
Yeah. But it's the weirdest property, too. It's 40 acres, and it's only 350 feet wide, and it's, like, thousands of feet long. It is crazy looking.
It's like an airport.
It does kind of look like a landing strip, yeah. But the thing is, every property around her is the exact same way. So there's, like, 50 properties all line up, and they're all like that.
Who was the guy that cut it like that?
I don't know, man. It is so odd. And when you just look at it on Parcel Fact, you think, you can't even fit a house on that. You know, so you have to measure it out and then put it into perspective. You know, it's like almost like a football field wide, which is plenty wide.
Yeah.
Right. But it's so long. And I normally put the Parcel Fact photo into my marketing.
This one you're not.
I would not. No.
And the cool thing with Parcel Fact is the polygon. You can take that and just put in plot your corners pretty easily. So you could see that, I guess, on your polygon on Google Earth when you move it over there.
No. Well, no one's going to be seeing that in my marketing.
Okay.
I'm not going to pay the $1,500 in taxes plus a 44, you know.
Okay.
So come Monday or Tuesday when we get back on it, she's got a surprise coming.
Okay. Okay. Standing strong. I'd like to hear you negotiating a little bit.
Well, I'd negotiate, you know, just not like we talked about before. I mean, it's not something that just pops back in my head. You know, before we had talked about, like, I don't like this property, so I'm going to go back and get something cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I like the property, then I'll move a little bit, but that's a little bit. That's not a lot.
Yeah. This is kind of switching gears a little bit. Have you ever had a property go to title and the seller never want to sign the paperwork? Like, you've all agreed, he's gotten a receipt, oh, yeah, I'm going to have it signed tomorrow, and a month goes by, and your money's just sitting there?
No.
The title company said she's never seen that either, but I'm going through that right now.
How did it get to a month? I mean, what's going on?
Hey, first, day four, he's like, sorry, it's been crazy, a week at work. I'll get it done tomorrow. I say, okay, great, thanks. Call, email. I've heard of people dying, and maybe that's what happened, but he's not responding to anything now. Hmm. What do you do?
Yeah, at this point, you get your money back.
That's what I'm about to do. I'm going to try to give him a call today or tomorrow and see if I can get him to be motivated a little bit, because I'm like, hey, because he needed the money, like he really needed it, and it's $17,000-$18,000 waiting on him. Hmm. I would assume if I needed 17 or 18, I'd be doing it.
Yeah. So I'm not turning away 17 or 18.
No.
No, I don't know. That's a weird one.
Yeah.
Something obviously came up. I probably got a higher offer.
I don't know. It's out in the middle of nowhere. I mean, he's got a contract against it. He's signed the extension. I mean, I think they've even gone to the city and had to get deeds signed. I mean, I'm probably going to end up losing $1,000, $1,500 bucks maybe on title work, plus a drone.
Oh, you already had photos.
Yeah. Video. Like, I'm ready to press go on it.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That's an interesting one.
I wonder if I should have him, like, record a sales contract, memorandum of sales contract, just to cloud the title so he can't ever release it without me.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how that works.
Yeah. They'd never be able to get title insurance on it because I'd cloud the title.
I don't know if it's worth it.
I don't know. So I need to get on that, do that today or tomorrow.
Yeah, because that's money could be out there turning and burning.
Turning and burning. What else you turning and burning on?
None. Nothing. Just gave up on this whole thing.
I'm just giving up on everything. I'm done with land.
I've had a lot of...
Drop the microphone. We're out.
I've had a lot of interest in one of my properties. It's been kind of blowing me up. And I actually had one guy call after 10 p.m. like 4 times and then called me at 8 a.m. the next day.
Dude was hungry.
Yeah, he really wanted it. And I finally answered. Anyway, that property, I knew it would go fast, but like I don't even have photos on it. I don't have anything. People just want it, which is great.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Anything cool for you?
No. Got everything. Just buy the property, sell the property.
Well, that's what we do.
Yep. No, it was a solid week last week. We've got some cool properties coming inbound now. They're all in title and escrow. Working through as long as the sellers sign the paperwork when it's sent to them.
Yeah, that's just the business, man. You just never know what people are going to do.
People are strange sometimes. Me included. Me included.
That ain't no lie.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so let's end it right there, guys. It's Wednesday. We hope you're having a strong week. We hope you're buying property. We hope you're selling property. Do us a favor. If you like the show, go to Facebook. Go to Instagram. Give us a like. Give us a follow. Then go to iTunes. Go to Stitcher. Go to wherever else you're listening to us. Like, rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And then we will see you Friday. As always, we love you. Have a good day.
Bye.